This goes to Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N-P-A-C. Fax 989-775-1645. Regarding John Slack, S-L-A-C-K, date of birth 3-5-1948. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Slack with type 2 diabetes, history of renal transplant, and now high-risk immunosuppressant medication use and prostate carcinoma. He had his kidney transplant in 2023 and has been doing very well since that time. He was seen in consultation by this practice December 10th of 2024 and has been feeling well. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No difficulty urinating, and no current edema. Medications, he is on Everolimus, E-V-E-R-O-L-I-M, like Mary, U-S. He takes 0.75 milligram tabs, five of them twice a day. And A-P like Paul, A-L-U-T-A-M, like Mary, I-D-E, 60 milligram three daily. Also want to highlight metoprolol, 25 milligram twice a day, and prednisone is 5 milligram once a day. Other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 160 pounds, pulse is 64, and blood pressure 125 over 54. Labs were done 2/18/2025, and his hemoglobin is 13.3 with normal white count, normal platelets. Creatinine is 0.83. Calcium is 9.8. Sodium, 137. Potassium, 4.4. Carbon dioxide, 35. Albumin, 4.0. Liver enzymes are normal. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. Phosphorus is 3.6. Free PSA, 0.02. And the percentage of free PSA is 20. Everolimus level is 4.7 in the normal range. Magnesium is 1.7. Assessment and plan. 1, type 2 diabetes, stable. That's 1. 2, status post renal transplant with high risk medication use. And he will be having lab studies every 3 months. 3, prostate carcinoma monitored by urology in Saginaw. And the patient will have lab studies every 3 months and a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.